Standby, we're about to begin. Good day and welcome to today's IBM Business Events Publisher for MQ Conference Call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to PJ Barron, Business Unit Executive Z-Series Application Development Tools for the Americas. Please go ahead.
Thank you. And thanks to everyone on the line today for joining us. This is an exciting topic we have today. Many MQ folks need events-driven information to bring to their systems and bring downstream. And they typically have to go and ask the KIX, DB2, IMS folks to make application changes to get this information from their Z applications. Now, with Business Event Publisher for MQ, you can get these events into MQ puts without changing the applications. On chart two, today's speakers will be myself, Chuck Bergman, who's our ESB executive, Cornell Keene from the 80 Tool Sales Enablement Team. He'll cover the BEP part. And also joining us for the Q&A will be Jim Seeger, Business Unit Executive for Webster eBiz. The agenda is to talk about IBM Event Publishers, the WebSphere for SOA, which Chuck will cover. Then we'll delve into the Business Event Publisher product, tell you some customer scenarios. We ask you to stay on to answer three polling questions, and then we'll open the line up for question and answer time. Chart three. We'd like to let you know there are currently two event publishers that IBM offers. Both products, WebSphere II Event Publisher and Business Event Publisher for MQ, are equally strategic for IBM. The key functions of these event publishers are WebSphere II Event Publisher to publish DB2 and IMS data log extractions. The tool, though, that we're going to discuss today in detail is the KIX Business Event Publisher for MQ. It's mainly for capturing KIX transactions, and you'll hear further in this presentation that along with its main function of KIX transactions, BEP can also capture DB2 and IMS events. Hey, at this point, I'd like to turn it over to Chuck Bergman to talk about WebSphere for SOA. Chuck?
It's a pleasure for me to be with you all today to take you through at a high level focus we have within IBM and our software part around WebSphere, around SOA, and then help drill down the position where KIX Business Event Publisher fits within that. If you turn to the next slide, a lot of the focus that we're seeing with customers and that we're working to help them achieve is trying to realize the fact that the business is changing much more rapidly. They're looking for things to do a more complete integration at the process level and optimize those processes as business events and conditions change, and that drives the need for a flexible IT infrastructure to support that. You turn to the next slide. What we see with SOA is a development life cycle that we're trying to support, where it begins with business analysts doing modeling of the processes that they are looking to put in place, turning those over to IT professionals to assemble those, add the IT constructs that are needed, the bindings to different applications, turn that into deployment to run, in our case, WebSphere Process Server, ability to posit applications, orchestrate different applications and services together, use an ESB to connect things together. And then as that's running, to capture the flow of business events, put those on the business dashboards with our WebSphere Business Monitor, and as business conditions happen that need action taken to recognize that and kick off a new process, display it for a human being to affect a change and so on, and then pass the results of this back to the business analyst so we can have continual process improvement. So in these new products and capabilities we have, WebSphere Business Monitor, WebSphere Integration Developer, the WebSphere Process Server, and WebSphere ESB, as well as the WebSphere Business Monitor, we have the capabilities to design in the ability to recognize business events as something changes to flow up a business event so that it can be managed and whatever. But for integration of existing applications, be they packaged apps or applications that you have built over the many years to run in a KIX environment, utilize IMS and DB2 databases, we also have the need to capture what's occurring within those business applications and be able to act upon it, display it on a business dashboard, or to kick off a process flow just to handle exception type conditions. You turn to the next chart. Again, this shows the capability that we're focused on with our WebSphere Business Monitor, taking information that's coming from a variety of sources, new services built for SOA, but also existing applications, putting them onto business dashboards, and then based on conditions, recognize that we need to do something, either have a human do it or kick off a process to do that. Turning to slide eight, this really shows many of the different sources that we're looking at to capture events from. again, a lot of these may be existing applications you may have. It may be packaged applications, SAP or Siebel, and we have the ability within our WebSphere adapters to capture events. In the middle of this, we have the Kix Business Event Publisher for MQ, the ability to capture events occurring as you execute executions, applications within Kix, as things update and change your IMS and DB2 databases to capture that and flow it through the ESB where we can distribute the events to the appropriate places and then have the WebSphere Business Monitor recognize those conditions, put them on the business dashboards, or kick off a process flow with WebSphere Process Choreography as it makes sense. So really at the heart of this is a lot of new software to flow and recognize the business conditions, but what is critical is that we have the ability to capture these out of our existing applications, and that really is the role that Kix Business Event Publisher for MQ plays, which is what we'd like to take you through here today. So turning to slide 9, what is the Kix Business Event Publisher? KixBEP is an event processor, so it has the ability to monitor events occurring within your Kix applications, your DB2 and IMS databases, and based on a set of selection criteria that you would define with a lot of graphical tooling, capture that and flow that out into the ESB. So it can capture the fact that you headed a business event, take data from the application, take data from whatever the update was to DB2 or IMS, put that into an MQ message, and then put that via MQ into the ESB. Really plays a critical role in moving your company forward into a much more event-driven enterprise so that you can add the business content and then act upon that in all of the ways that we're looking to do as we move forward with SOA. So what I'd like to do now is turn it over to Cornell so he can take you through this product in much more detail. Cornell?
Thank you, Chuck, and good day, everyone. The rest of this presentation, I'm going to discuss CICS Business Event Publisher for MQ Series. And if we could turn to slide 11, mainframes continue to be the platform of choice for mission-critical corporate applications. Vast amounts of data and application code still remain on the mainframe. Companies are continually evaluating new methods for extracting their tried and true core applications and data. But with the event of more stringent audit controls, such as Sarbanes-Oxley, it's necessary for customers to look at other ways to improve their audit control and data changes, and even going as far as looking at ways to improve fraud detection. And what we see on slide 11 is a typical enterprise complex that consists of servers, mainframe, LANs, and et cetera. And what we're highlighting here is that mainframe data and application is still very important. Companies want to extend these applications, extend the data, and they want to do this all quickly and without changes to application code. And the key factor is there's still a lot of important applications still on the mainframe. Turning to slide 12, event detection and processing is a powerful tool which provides a non-intrusive way to unlock the power of core Z-series of mainframe application and data. It provides a push approach, an active approach to events happening on your enterprise or mainframe system. It also provides immediate detection and immediate action. No change is required to your existing application code. Event processing opens up a new way to monitor changes in your system. And the key on this slide is provide safe and fast reuse of your information, your application, your data that still resides on the mainframe. Turning to slide 13, as Chuck previously mentioned, what is CICS Business Event Publisher? And if you look at CICS, we deliberately shaded it. Initially, the product offered the solution for CICS, but we evolved to the point that we also offer solutions for DB2 and IMS. So we shaded CICS just to show that it isn't a total solution for CICS only. IBM CICS Business Event Publisher for MQ Series is a powerful program that lets you monitor events on your host and or mainframe and deliver formatted messages to your MQ series message queues based on specific event criteria. CICS BEP works directly with MQ series, CICS, DB2, and or IMS. The basic function of CICS BEP is very simple. It monitors events in CICS and or DB2 and or IMS applications. Example, if you have any database changes, file update, CICS program links, temp storage rights, etc., and compare the events to their associated data to rules that are provided and authored by the user. If this event passes the selection criteria for a rule, a message is created from all or part of the event data. An example, you have a payroll file and you're checking to see if there's a change in someone's address. If that criteria is met, you can either write the entire payroll record, whether it resides in DB2, CICS, IMS, or you can select certain fields, columns, etc., and write that only to the MQ message queue. Rules are generated to MQ series message queues, and rules are defined using a workstation client that complements CICS BEP that runs on either Microsoft Windows 2000 or Microsoft Windows XP PC or workstation. The rules allow the user to provide selection criteria to determine which event will be published. Rules also determine the content of the resulting messages. The destination queue name and the queue manager for the message can either be statically defined or dynamically created. Turning to the next slide, slide 14, what is CICS BEP 1.2, the current release? Again, it provides a new approach to enabling core applications and data to participate in new business processes, such as Chuck mentioned earlier, SOA, e-business, even auditing, such as Sarbanes-Oxley. It's a tool to easily extend core applications and data, provides an easy-to-use Microsoft graphical user interface for selection and rule creation. No changes, and this is the important part about Business Event Publisher, no change to existing application or programs. Provides real-time action, real-time results. Provides a low-cost, low-risk migration strategy. Turning to slide 15, CICS Business Event Publisher capture multiple events, and it captures these multiple events in three environments. In CICS, it can detect and or capture vSAN file control, and we're going to see an example of that later in this presentation. Temp storage queues, transient data queues, interval control starts, program control requests such as linking to another program. Within IMS, we can capture add, update, and delete for IMS databases. We support most IMS database formats, including IMS FastPath. And finally, in DB2, we can capture insert, update, and delete for DB2 tables. We want to mention while we're on this slide that if you find CICS BEP a value for your IMS databases and or your DB2 databases, you do not have to install or set up the CICS detector. Turning to slide 16, we just briefly want to show you the supported releases. With MQ series, we support WebSphere MQ version 5 and version 6. CICS BEP can work with and interface with CICS Transaction Server version 1.3, version 2.2, and version 2.3, and the new release of CICS version 3.1. In regards to IMS, we support and work with IMS Database Manager version 7, 8, and 9. And with DB2, we support DB2 version 6. Version 7, and version 8. Turning to the next slide, slide 17, we are briefly just going to talk about some of the benefits of CICS Business Event Publisher. companies with unconnected infrastructure investments, like we saw in the previous chart where you have an enterprise system and you have mainframe servers LAN, you want to connect those, you want to extend data between your mainframes and other applications, other systems. Companies want to reuse the existing Z-Series application. There's still value in Z-Series applications and data. And you can reduce the cost of new application development by using CICS Business Event Publisher. Companies want to utilize new business environments, such as web enabling, interfacing with the Internet. Companies want to take advantage and exploit new technology, such as allow mobile users to use CICS via PDAs, text messaging, etc. CICS Business Event Publisher allows for automation, removal of latency from system, more effective throughput, removal of manual actions that are open to errors, and finally, streamline business processing. Real-time action with results. Turning to the next slide, the major components of CICS Business Event Publisher, there's a workstation client, there's a rules database engine, message server, which we're going to look at shortly, data space server, and three event connectors that interface with either CICS, DB2, and IMS. Now, if we turn to the next slide, slide 19, let's discuss these components in more detail. To the right, we see a workstation admin client. That is the graphical user interface that runs on your PC and workstation. It's used to create and maintain all of the objects such as rules, rules group, group list, etc., in the rules database. And like a 3270 emulator that runs on your PC, there is a TCP/IP definition that connects to the mainframe. To the left of the workstation admin client, we see the message server. That is an address space that runs on the mainframe. It's part of CICS Business Event Publisher. It's running. And picture it like DB2, VTAM, IMS. It's always up and running. And the message server communicates with the event source connectors such as CICS, DB2, IMS, the MQ queue manager. It's responsible for writing messages to the MQ series message queue. Next, if you look at the bottom left, we have the rules database, which is a vSAN file. It's a repository file for rules that you build using the workstation admin client. It maintains objects such as rules, rules group, and group list. Next, we have the three connectors that Business Event Publisher can work with. And these event source connectors, and we'll look at the top left with CICS. We work with glues and trues within CICS. If we look below that, within DB2, we take advantage of the IFI exit. It's a DB2 log file exit. And if we look at the top right, the event source connector that we use with IMS is DFSFLGX0. It's the IMS log record. And then finally in the middle, the data space server. It's an on-running, ongoing ZOS MVS address space that contains cache user-generated rules and persistent information used by the message server and event source connector. For performance reasons, you can load your rules from the rules database, this vSAN file, into the database server. Now let's go to the next slide, slide 20. We're going to take a look at an example of how user-friendly the graphical user interface is that complements CICS BEP. So on slide 21, we're looking at when you click on the GUI on your PC or workstation, this is the initial screen that shows up, CICS Business Event Publisher for MQ Series. If we go to slide 22, on the left are folders where you can create different rules And in this example, we're doing it by application, such as inventory, online, order entry system, et cetera. And in this example, let's say that we've acquired an inventory system that resides on a distributed system. And for 10, 20 years, we've always had an inventory system on a mainframe. We would like both of them to be in sync. And whenever we sell something on the mainframe, let's say we started off with 500 widgets, we sold 300 widgets, and we have 200 widgets left with this inventory application on the mainframe. We would like to be able to pass that remaining balance to 200 widgets onto the distributed system, cascade it over so both systems can reflect the same information. And we're going to go through an example of BEP, how you do that. So if we go to the next slide, slide 23, we see four tabs. We can either select a DB2 event, IMS event, but in this case, this inventory system resides on CICS. So we're going to select CICS events and file control VSAM. The second tab, we're going to enter a transaction called ORDA, the DD name of the VSAM file where this data resides, which is ORDFILE. And finally, we want to intercept write requests. And what we're saying here is that anytime we execute the transaction ORDA and it goes against the DD name of this particular VSAM file and we perform a write, we want to stop and capture data within that file. If we go to the next slide, slide 25, the middle box or middle window is the layout of the existing BSAM file, and the window above that is the data that will eventually be written out to the MQ message queue. We have a copybook layout of the BSAM file, so what we can do is we can enter on the right hand in the middle where it says data map name, the name of the copybook of that BSAM file, and we go to slide 26. We enter the copybook name, and we see a COBOL layout of that BSAM file. With CICS Business Event Publisher, we could move all of the fields to the box above it. We can rearrange the fields, but in this case, we're just interested in item on hand. Again, we have 500 widgets. We sold 300 widgets. We have 200 left. We want to capture that field, 200 widgets, and write it out to an MQ message queue that will be eventually cascaded to a distributed system. If we look on the next slide, slide 27, we position that item on hand as the only field that will be written out to the MQ message queue. Next, we go to slide 28. We just enter the queue name and the queue manager name, and that's it. It's just that simple to use CICS Business Event Publisher. Going to slide 29, let's briefly go over the possible uses of CICS Business Event Publisher. The use of CICS BEP are numerous and varied. The obvious uses are tighter integration of existing mainframe applications into enterprise application integration and/or business-to-business projects or SOA. The key concept to understand and remember that if, one, you can see all the events and the associated data occurring within a CICS DB2 IMS application, and two, you know the format of the data, and finally, three, you can selectively create messages based on the events and data, the possibility of using CICS Business Event Publisher is endless. So, event notification, examples, new customers added, old customers dropped, new orders, new purchases, new sales, past due notices, etc., activity audit, you can use BEP to coincide with internal Sarbanes-Oxley controls. Example, you can use BEP to flag when a user accesses a particular DB2, IMS, or CICS VSAM table. Error notification. CICS BEP can be used to generate a message when an application error occurs. Threshold notification. Stock on hand fails below a certain value. stock on hand exceeds a certain value, messages are sent to notify that action is needed to be taken or cause action to happen via electronic supplier notification. Automation replaced batch operations. Traditionally, many activities are deferred until the files are taken offline and batch processing occurs. With CICS BEP, the change information can be fed real-time in an asynchronous process to replace batch processing. Turning to the next slide, we're just going to talk to some of the customer usage. CICS Business Event Publisher can be used for event-driven activities such as bank account changes, credit card changes, stock triggers, trading volumes. You can improve the efficiency of your company, reduce costs. Turning to the next slide, continue with customer uses, error detection, key asset changes. Turning to the next slide, audit activity. Again, we have a lot of customers who are looking at BEP to complement their internal Sarbanes-Oxley controls. Customer scenarios. Slide 34 through slide 40 contain customer scenarios across different industries such as finance, banking, healthcare, utilities. We're just going to talk about this one on slide 34, a recent scenario that we experienced with a particular customer that we have. Large Northeast insurance company. Some of the challenges that they had is in-house homegrown program, claims application that replicates IMS and DB2 updates to desktop users' PC. This application has been in-house for several years. Skill sets are very low to maintain this in-house application. Very, very high overhead in using this mechanism. Difficult to implement changes and or updates into productions. And at times, not all of the DB2 and IMS updates were captured in a timely fashion. In other words, there was a time lag. The solution? The customer selected CICS Business Event Publisher to address these issues. The customer saw a value in CICS Business Event Publisher to exploit and capture additional data above and beyond IMS. Benefits? Customer saw firsthand that CICS has less overhead than the existing system. They like the very user-friendly graphical user interface that we just went through, and quote in the customer words, very simple, point and click. Less time to implement new updated business rules into production. They were able to automate the production process, and now they have up-to-the-minute capture of data within IMS and DB2 to their workstation. Turning to slide 41, if we could advance there. And this just summarizes CICS Business Event Publisher. CICS Business Event Publisher provides a new approach to enabling core Z-Series application to participate in SOA and e-business environments. Allow existing Z-Series application to drive new business processes quickly, safely, without application changes. Allow existing Z-Series application to be easily integrated in new applications. The product supports CICS events, IMS, DB2, and you do not necessarily have to install the CICS component to take advantage of BEP with IMS and DB2. CICS BEP fills the hole between core Z-Series applications and message brokers / integrators. The product is highly scalable, performance-oriented design, and if you look at the flow, you see how even though the rules initially reside in the vSAM database, we load it into MVS or ZOS data spaces for performance. Allows improved audit control, and we talked about using it, for example, Sarbanes-Oxley. CICS Business Event Publisher detects a particular event and create the message. So you can be very granular, very detailed with the event that you wish to capture. No application changes to your CICS, DB2, and or IMS batch or online application. And finally, cost and time to market savings over application development effort. And this concludes my portion of the presentation.
This does conclude today's conference. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.